And my guest is Kieran, and I'm not going to try to announce his surname because he's got three of them. So which one are we going to go with, Kieran?
Kieran Lefevre, my actual name.
Kieran Lefevre. Now, is that a showbiz name or is that your actual
name? That's my actual name. Then Kieran Johnson is my kind of performance name. And then Kieran the Mighty was an old performance name.
Kieran the Mighty?
Yeah.
He's some like superhero that we don't know about.
Oh, you know, it was the 90s and it seemed like a good idea. And they were getting out email addresses.
And you were drunk.
No, I was like 17 and Hotmail. I went, Kieran the Mighty, that sounds good. And,
oh, brilliant.
And now it kind of stuck.
It's moved.
Let's just go with Kieran Lefevre.
Kieran Lefevre, yeah. You are a magician, but you're no ordinary magician because you've been floating around on the circuit for some considerable amount of time. And now you're in the finals of Germany's Got Talent and Italy's Got Talent. Is that right?
So I got to the finals at Germany last year. And then I'm actually just qualified for the semi-finals of Italian's Got Talent. But it's called Tessa Qua. Veil, I can't say it very well. So it's basically their version of Italian's Got Talent.
Do you know what, right? I've just put two and two together because you put that down in your original email to me, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And I looked at it, I thought, what's this guy on? He's got a typo situation here. I had no idea what you were chatting about.
My wife always says that I probably don't come across very well on paper. So I probably just come across like a bit of a weirdo. So she's very unassuming on email because I can't put emails together, as you know.
So I think this is quite amazing, the fact that you've already been on Germany's Got Talent. You're in the semi-finals of Italy's Got Talent.
Yeah. It's easy to say, isn't
it? What about Britain's Got Talent?
No, I don't know. I guess the thing is, I thought because I got asked to go on these shows, that Britain really hasn't asked. And also, if I went on Britain's Got Talent, then I don't know if it went wrong. Everyone would know.
Got
if it goes wrong
that.
On Italy, yeah. No one knows. I don't live there.
That's a good point. What about America?
Yeah, well, I'd love to do America's Got Talent.
Oh, that's the big one, isn't it? If you get on that.
I mean, yeah, that would be amazing. I mean, obviously, Britain's Got Talent would be amazing because it'd be representing Britain, but America is where you can really make it, you know, so that would be.
But it sounds like you already have done. Now, just to put you in the picture very briefly here, you create magic shows. So does this mean you're not like your typical musician that will go to a party and do like little magic card tricks and stuff like that? Or is this the all singing, all dancing, big ballsy show?
So I guess the thing is, I'm kind of a bit of a... It's hard to explain. So, you know,
were you going
to
say weirdo then?
Well, I was going to say, it's weird because I'm like, I'm kind of like a Jonathan Creek, but without the murders. I don't solve murders. So I work for other magicians as an advisor. And then I also do corporate events doing close-up magic. And then I'm just currently writing the stage show at the moment called Connected, which actually I'm going to be performing in Taunton, my first gig in Taunton, on the 9th of November at the museum. They've given me the space to, it fits about 40 people. And I'm really excited about performing there. I think there's still tickets available. And it's just going to be such an amazing experience performing in Taunton.
I was going to say, in your home turf.
Yeah, doing my show. I mean, I've been doing this show now for about a year on the circuit in various places, but it's nice to bring it to here, and hopefully people like it. It's kind of a show about my life, so it's my life told through magic. And I talk about working in television studios and talk about different things. I talk about my brother and my dad and all the quirky things that happened in my life, and it's all told through magic. So it's all true stories told through magic, really.
So what kind of things, just try and describe some of the big stuff that you do. So is it illusions or
no, so basically I come up with concepts. So Richard Jones, he won Britain's Got Talent. He does a trick in his opening audition where he turns a cup of Fanta into tea. Well, that's I wrote that piece, so that's my, you know, fact.
That's your work?
Yeah, it's my work. Wow. So like, imagine like a songwriter. I write songs, but for magicians. So, you know, and it's weird because people always think, oh, magicians come up with those stuff. They come up with a presentation and so they put their spin on it, like a musician. But then there's normally someone else that has created the first concept. Does that? It's kind of a mishmash.
Yeah, I think the songwriter scenario is a good way of doing it.
That's the easiest way, and most people just don't get that.
No, I can't get my head around that. That's a bit bizarre.
Because the thing is, also, by telling you that, I don't know if it takes away from the fact that I'm saying that magic, because magic is real. Yeah, I think it is anyway. You know, I think it's all about how you create the experience. Magic is making people feel like a child. For me, that's what I love about watching magic.
I love it. I mean, these days, it's gone to a whole new level, hasn't it?
It's, you know, so exciting.
I mean, some of the stuff that is done is pretty spectacular. Well,
I think it's because everything is now focused on being intimate, where magic was always on stage, far away, it was you watching. Now it's it's become micro, but it's also become more meaningful and, I don't know, more impactful. I think that's why people love close-up magic, because they feel like they're in the thick of it. And I think stage magic is making a comeback now, because stage magic is suddenly going, you know what, I need to adapt to close-up magic. I need to start making stage magic relevant to people. So it's all about just, you know, getting people to do it. And I think people are looking for that now as well.
Are you powerful enough to make the big lights at the cricket ground disappear? Can you do that sort of stuff? I love the lights.
I'm not making any comment. Like, no comment.
Okay, so have you got anything with you? We can just, I know magic on the radio isn't. Have you got anything with you to do, or are we going to do it on do a visual? Because we're going to do a little video.
We could do this now and then do it visual afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I love the fact that it's a visual art form, and then
we do it on the radio. Well, I'll do my best to sort of describe what's going on. So, at the moment, you've got a packet of polos there.
Yeah,
a good old fashioned packet of polos.
To be fair, if I was a mentalist, I could do something mentalizzy. I don't know what I'm saying, mentalizzy. Can you just have a look at those polos and make sure they're real?
So that packet of polos was unopened. And let's have a look. You've given me three polos. I have them here. I'll smell them. I'm just going to do it. So yeah, they are polos. I've had polos for years.
I'll tell you a story about when I was working on a tally show. I was working on a show called Troy. I don't know if you know it.
Troy, I've heard of it.
Yeah, it had two seasons. I worked on the second season.
Right.
There wasn't a third season. Not my fault. And we had to come up with organic magic. That's the whole concept of the show. So Troy's walking through the market. He sees some fruit. He has to do something with fruit. You know, you don't realize the planning that goes into a show like that. So they wanted something with polos. And I'd probably pitched the producers about 100 tricks at this point. I was going insane. And I decided to have a bit of fun. And my mate Neil, who was working on the show with me, was in the room just laughing. So I was like, to the producer, I was like, check it out, a polo.
Yeah.
I placed the polo in my mouth.
Yeah, okay.
And they're empty.
What on earth?
It is gone.
Have you just swallowed it?
I just swallowed it. But I looked them straight in the eyes and they're like,
just a bit weird.
What? Guys, I'll show you how I've done it. It's really easy. Troy can learn it. It won't take him too long. He takes a polo.
Yeah.
He puts it in his mouth. He does this. It takes time to swallow. It's gone. Right. They're like, we don't think Troy is going to be, that's not what we're looking for.
Okay.
We don't think his demographic's going to be into that. Well, I have this other idea. Troy swallows two polos, makes it awkward, stares at them, opens his mouth like this, snaps his fingers.
Oh, God.
And brings them back linked.
Oh, God, I watched that.
And brings them back linked.
Oh, my God.
Brings them back linked. What do you think? Well.
Oh, my God, that's.
We're going to have to.
That's. That regurgitating thing, mate, is a bit vile. But when they came back up, you can actually see them come back up through from your throat.
We said we think that's a bit disgusting, and we're not too sure Troy's demographic going to be into that. Well, I have this other idea. I found this piece of string outside, and I was thinking, what if Troy took a piece of string, a polo, placed the polo in his mouth?
Right. So third polo's gone in now. If you can imagine flossing, okay, that's what's going on. Because I'm trying to describe this. It looks like Kieran's flossing his teeth at the moment.
Made it go on the string.
Very good.
What do you think?
Yeah, so we very like that. Good. Yeah, yeah.
The polo's maybe with earphones would be more interesting.
Yeah, I think definitely this is a visual one, and we are going to record this, and it will be up on the website for you to
we'll
have
do
a
it
look.
Again later.
I think that's brilliant. Mate, the regurgitation thing, that's pretty vile. That's pretty vile, but I'm impressed with that one.
That's a true story as well. That was my pitch. My pitch was always to do the end bit, but I
like that.
Fun.
No, that's really good.
That's one of the things I like doing magic, is I'm telling a true story about something I did. And
it makes it relatable as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's one of the pieces in my show. You know, it's a little bit, you didn't see it, so it's hard. So if you watch the video later, but it's edgy, but then it's also got the really amazing magic bit at the end.
As I've said, you can see this on the video, on the website a bit later. But in the meantime, let's just do a quick plug for the show once again at the museum.
Yep.
at Museum of Somerset on November the 9th.
I think tickets are £16, but you get some bubbly and stuff. And it, don't worry, it's not all weird stuff. I do other things as well.
Oh, brilliant. No, I'm very much looking forward to that. I'm definitely going to be there on that one. So you need to reserve me a ticket, mate.
I will.
Lovely.
Do.
Kieran Lefevre Johnson, Kieran the Magic. Listen, great to see you. Good luck with the... Italy's Got Talent
stuff.
When do you find out about that?
Well, I should know by now, but they had a flood in their studio, so they're all running about late. So I don't know. I guess it all depends on how it goes over there. So my mate said I'm in the paper quite a lot, so he keeps telling me about it.
How random.
I know. Well, it's mad.
It must be weird you being a star in Italy and not even knowing about it.
It was the same in Germany. Like after I did Germany and it went well, I was walking in London by a hotel by the Savoy, and this random guy goes, "Excuse me, are you Kieran? And I saw you in Germany, Tally. I'm from Germany." And he starts taking photos, and his wife comes in. And I'm like, only in England do I get recognised by someone from Germany. So I occasionally get recognised by German people.
Right, I've got a challenge for you, okay? not that you've not got too many challenges at the moment. I would like you, okay, to come up with a trick that will work on the radio.
Okay.
All right? That we can actually do on the radio and people listening can kind of, I don't know, partake in it. But that'll be quite original one to do. Can you?
Yeah, I mean...
if that is doable, of course.
It is doable. There, some people have done that. I'll think of something.
Have a think of something. And if it means we have to prep it up slightly in terms of, you know, let people know they will need this, this and this to take part in this trick, blah, 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 this, that and the other. And there's a challenge. There's a challenge first for Tone FM. Kieran, great to see you. Good luck with it all.
Thank you.
But absolutely, you must keep in touch with us.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.